Astor presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight, Joan of Ozark. The starring players...
This is Judy Canova.
And this is Joey Brown.
Tonight, Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild players in Republic Pictures' Hillbilly Hullabaloo, Joan of Ozark. It stars Joey Brown as Cliff Little and Judy Canova as Judy Hull. The Lady Astor Screen Guild players in Joan of Ozark. Well, that's it, folks. The buckshot heard around the world. A hillbilly girl bags a carrier pigeon and helps to round up a nest of Nazi spies. And, of course, that leads to a lot of comment. From Judy Hull, the gal with the gun.
Shucks, it weren't nothing.
From a grateful public.
She's our number one patriot.
And from Der Führer himself.
Ich habe gesagt, dass wir uns nicht vorsehen, dann steckt uns die Bande kaputt.
And I ain't kidding.
But another one concerned is Mr. Philip Munson. He heads a Nazi spy ring in America, under cover of running a gay night spot in New York City, the Club 76. That's where we find him now, in his private office, talking grimly to his fellow conspirators.
Oh, look at the paper. All over the headlines. Judy Hull, our public patriot number one.
Ah, to think a hillbilly should bring the FBI down on our heads.
Santa Maria, a peasant.
Gentlemen, we shall have to make an example of Miss Judy Hull.
But how, Senor Munson? We no can go there to the Ozark now. The G-men will be watching us.
So what? I will make one of my candy-back bombs.
Good idea, Otto. Guido can mail it.
Not me. That's how we lose a Fritz. He never reached the post office. The bomb will go boom.
So I forget about daylight saving time.
Yeah, maybe you'll forget again. Please, count me out.
I give the orders around here, Guido, and I say you're in. You understand? You're going to come in.
Yes, sir. I heard you, Mr. Munson. Little's the name, Cliff Little. Little and McCabe, theatrical agent.
Now, look here, old man.
Your worries are over, Mr. Munson. Eddie and I, that's my partner, you understand, we've got some great talent lined up for you. Well, we've got a great dancer that...
I don't need any dancers.
A singer?
Or any singers either. Now, will you please get out of here?
Hold it. I know just what you want, and I've got it. You ever heard of that guy named Hitler? Yeah, little act that I dreamed up. It's even funnier than Hitler himself. Get this. Members of the Reichstag, ladies and gentlemen of the whole wide world! Yes, sir! It gives me pleasure at this time to be undressing millions of people all over the whole wide world! In the first place! In the first place! In the first place, ladies and gentlemen, we want peace! Universal peace! And I will have peace! Peace of Poland, the peace of Norway, and the peace of France! Ladies and gentlemen, what does the world want? International commerce. Business. Very well, I will give them the business. Ladies and gentlemen of Germany, I promise you something. And truth, I don't make good on my promises. Answer me that. I dare you. Ladies and gentlemen of Germany, I promise you that my soldiers would march through Russia. And that they have did. 800 miles they have marched through Russia. 400 miles in and 400 miles out. Yes, sir, when Poland attacked me, did I not repulse them? Did I not repulse Yugoslavia? Belgium, Greece? I tell you, I'm the most repulsive man in all Europe.
It's very funny. Just the line.
Quiet.
Anyway, Mr. Munson, I guess you get the idea.
Yes, you have given me an idea. Besides the act, you're an agent, aren't you?
Oh, sure. That is when I'm not working.
Well, there's a girl in the Ozarks, that Judy Hull, who helped to trap those Nazi spies.
Yeah.
I'm interested in her.
Yeah?
Yes, I understand she sings.
Sings?
If you can get her up here to New York, I'll give you a deal.
You will? Mr. Munson, I'm heading for the Ozarks right now. Hey, taxi! Taxi!
Doggone barbecue we ever had.
Yeah, the rest ain't none too good for you, Judy.
Hey, Judy, how about a little song?
Yeah. That's right, Judy. Sing a song, Judy.
I sort of got a hankering to sing myself. Come on, Pappy, get that guitar going. I don't like to sing just raw. Don't sweetheart me if you don't mean it. Don't talk sweet words if they're not true. Don't tear my heart like it was paper, because my heart loves only you. You can't go wrong sweethearting others and then pretend that I'm yours exclusively. Love must be true, mean what you're saying, unless you do. Don't sweetheart me.
I tell you, stranger, I tell you, she's been turning down all kinds of offers. Only thing she cares about is helping her country.
Yeah, is that so?
Say, Zeke, it's most about time for victuals. Where's Elmo Hatfield at?
Oh, he's hunting over there in Pine Ridge, Judy.
Shucks, Elmo can't miss this here barbecue. Maybe I can reach him. Elmo! Nope, don't hear his hunting horn. Guess my voice is failing.
Excuse me, ma'am. Maybe I could try to reach him for you.
Oh, why, sure, stranger. That is, if you think you can make it.
Hey, wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet. Elmo!
Stranger, that's the most beautifulest beller I ever did hear. And in them city clothes, too.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't let these clothes deceive you, ma'am. Years ago, my folks came from these parts.
Sure nice of you to come back again. What brung you down around here, mister?
Well, that's quite a story, ma'am. Would you care to sit over yonder with me?
Well, I'd be delighted. Reckon this is a good place to sit.
Well, wait a minute. Just a minute, ma'am. That log is kind of dusty, if you'll allow me to clean it off.
You sure got elegant manners, mister. Mister.
The name is Little, ma'am. Cliff Little. Miss Judy, we're alone here, aren't we?
Oh, sure. There ain't no one around but you and I. you and me. No, you and I. Say, we turned out to be quite a crowd, didn't we?
That makes it perfect for my plan.
Hey, what you aiming to do?
I had to make sure that we were alone, Miss Judy. You're an intelligent girl and attractive.
Oh, Mr. Little.
Mr. Little? No, not Mr. Little, Miss Judy. It's Inspector Little of the FBI.
The FBI?
Yeah.
Golly.
Judy, our country needs patriots like you. Think of all the fifth columnists. Think of France, Denmark, Norway. Don't you hate quizzling?
I don't know. I never quizzled.
Look, the chief has a hunch that a certain nightclub in New York is a hangout for spies. We'd like to plant you there.
You mean I'm going to be a bee woman?
Gee.
Gosh. You want me to trap them?
You clown, that sister. I mean exactly. But to make it look kosher, or convincing, we'll have to get you a job there as a singer.
You mean I can help my country by singing?
Sure. They'll be applauding you, shouting your name. Hey, you'll be the cynosure of all eyes.
Yeah, and they'll all look at me, too, huh?
Why, Judy, you'll be just like Joan of Arc. Like... Hey, wait a minute. I've got it. Joan of Ozark!
Hello? Yes, Guido? I see. Very good.
Herr Munson, it goes according to plan.
Yes, Otto, it goes according to plan. They just left the station in a taxicab, and our friend Yamatako is at the wheel.
There it is, Judy. The big town. Right outside your taxi window.
Sure is a lot of style to this fine business. Gee, I never thought I'd be traipsing around in a... Hey, Mr. Cliff.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Them fine books you bought me. I forgot to...
Wait a minute. Take it easy. They're right here.
All of them?
Sure. Here's one. Women Spies Through the Ages. or through the keyhole with Pick and Peek. Meta Harry, spy and temptress. Wait a minute, here's another one. Meta Harry's torture in the wigwam, or her suffering was intense.
Matthew Harry.
That is a deal, huh?
That's me, just a modern Matthew Harry. Mm-hmm. But, Mr. Cliff, what about my number?
Number? What number?
Oh, well, none of them spies in the books use their names. They all went by a number. X27M32.
Oh, you mean a number. Oh, sure, sure. Your number is, H2O.
H2O.
Yeah. Hey, wait. We're going the wrong way. Hey, you cabbie, wait a minute. You made a mistake.
Oh, sorry. You are one who I make mistake.
Golly, a Jap.
And look, he's running up the alley. Hey, come on, we're getting out of here.
I would advise you not to move. You will know this place. I have gun in hand.
Shucks, that ain't no gun. That's just a pea shooter.
Hey, wait a minute. Judy, he's dangerous. Be careful.
Heck, a little shooting iron like that, he couldn't even plug that sheriff.
Sheriff, where, please?
Don't you see him? Right back of you.
Where? I do not see him, please.
I got him, Mr. Cliff. I got him. Just grab his gun.
Hey, Eddie, did you talk to Munson? Did you tell him how Judy caught that Jap spy?
Yeah, I told him, Cliff. I told him about that G-man, too. The one they sent up from Washington to watch our Nightingale. And I think Judy's getting restless. She ain't seen any spying yet.
Yeah, I know. But I got it all figured. She wants a spy, so we'll give her one.
Oh, sure, sure. We'll just pick him up at the five and dime.
Look, remember the act that I did in Vaudeville?
Do I have to?
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. Take it easy. I told you, this whole thing is made order. I put on a beard, disguise myself, come into the club and act suspicious. She gloms me and starts that spying routine. I lead her on, and there we are.
Where?
Hmm?
Where?
Oh, where? Oh, hey, what is this anyway? Stop or go?
As the curtain falls on Act One of the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players, the spotlight turns to you. Do you shrink from the glare of bright lights? Do you lose confidence when eyes are close? For new confidence in your appearance, for poise and self-assurance you've never known before, listen to this message from Lady Esther.
Often it's just some one little thing about your appearance that makes the difference between lack of confidence in yourself and complete poise and assurance. For example, you may have a dry, rough skin on which face powder looks all ruffled up and flaky. Well, that can disturb your entire personality, and just when you want to be at your best. So here's what I'd like you to do before powdering. It will make a wonderful change in your appearance, and it will give you a marvelous new feeling of confidence in yourself. Just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on your skin, and then wipe it off, gently but completely. You see, Lady Esther face cream loosens the dry, clinging particles of skin nature is trying to throw off. And when you wipe off the cream, along with it come all those rough little flakes, leaving only the new, young skin, which is smooth as velvet. And on this new skin, your powder takes on a fresh, vibrant look, a clear, translucent look. Now, if you want proof of all this, make the Lady Esther patch test. Just rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off and apply your powder. Then compare that side of the face with the other. Feel the difference with your fingers and see the difference in your mirror. The patch test takes only 30 seconds, half a minute. But it tells more in that half a minute than I could say in an hour. So get a jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and make the patch test tonight.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Joan of Ozark, starring Judy Canova as Judy Hull and Joe E. Brown as Cliff Little. Well, Judy is all ready to open at the Club 76. And while she hopefully scans the place for a spy or two, Philip Munson, owner of the place and head of the spy ring, is giving her one of his A1 introductions.
Number one patriot, the Ozark Nightingale, Miss Judy Hull.
Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to pay for what you get. be here when you find me. So come and find me, my little pet.
Cliff? He's delayed. Is there anything wrong?
There's a spy out there. I saw him.
Now, take it easy, H2O. Spies don't just go around spying right and left.
This one didn't go around right and left. He was awful secret, but I spotted him.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you're right. But you know, we've got to be sure.
I could find out. I could talk to him. I could tempt him, just like in that Matty Harry book.
But not in those overalls.
Oh, no, no. I got me a store-bought dress. Why, it's so low in back, it's just held up by a string and a prayer.
Oh. All right. Get out there and work on him. Remember now, you must worm his secrets out. You'll have to entice, induce, and inveigle him. Now, do you think you can do that?
Mr. Eddie, I don't know what them words mean, but if they ain't dirty, I can do it.
Senor Munson, I tell you, she's very suspicious. She's a flirt with him. She go to his table, drink a champagne with him. Then she's put her hand in his pocket. She's taking this paper from him.
How do you know?
I'm taking it from her. Read it, senor.
To all agents, extend every facility to Inspector von Bernbach.
Ah, from the Gestapo. And with such a big mouth. He looks so stupid.
Yes. That's the Himmler touch. Guido, where are they now?
She's taken for a walk in the hall.
Very well. You and Otto stand by. In case of emergency, be prepared to act. The inspector must be saved at any cost.
Ach, my little Ozark dandelion. For what reason have we come out here?
Oh, just to talk. There's so many things I want to know about you.
I see.
Yeah, who are you, dear friend? What brings you here?
Well, is it not fate that brings me here? Is it not?
Gee, do they all talk that fancy where you come from?
Well,
where did you come from?
Out of the everywhere, into the here.
But where did you get that German accent?
Oh, the accent? Oh, well, I got that hanging around with some Russians. Now, shall we go back to the table?
Oh, no. Well, I just know you've been itching to get me alone.
Itching? Well, was I itching? Well, excuse it, please. Now, let's start all over again from scratch.
Tell me, do you like my new dress?
Your new dress? Oh, yes, sir. It's a nice gownless evening strap.
Say, I've got an idea.
What is it?
We could set a while in my dressing room, alone in the dark.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't mean that we must...
Oh, come on. I just want to show you how my girl scout watch lights up in the dark.
Oh. No, I've heard that story before. No, if you don't mind. I don't want trouble with you. If you please, I'm scramming right now.
No use crying. You can't get away.
Saved. By the... Hey, holy smoke, this is Munson's office. She's got me trapped. Hey,
What's that? Hey, the door's locked. Who fenced me in?
I did, Mr. Spies. I did. You stay right there like a cornered skunk till I go and bring that G-man here.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't do that to me, Judy. Let me out. Let me out.
Herr Inspector, Herr Inspector, this way.
Well, I don't... Hey, how did you get in here?
A sliding panel in the wall. Oh. We have a secret room in the rear.
Oh, I see that. Oh, I see. You've got a little game in the back there, huh? Okay, come on, let's go.
He's right in that room, Mr. Jones, and you better be careful, because he's dangerous.
I think I can handle him. Let's have a look.
What? Why, he ain't here. And this is the only door to the room.
Funny what a few glasses of champagne can do.
Now, just a minute. Let's look at this thing sensible. When a man is locked in a room with only one door in it, and then when you unlock the door, the room is empty, there's only one explanation.
What's that?
He's gone.
This way, Herr Inspector. Careful on the steps.
Lay down, McDuck. Lay down.
Here he is, Herr Munson. I saved him just in time.
Heil Hitler.
I see. You're in on it, too, huh?
Of course, Herr Inspector.
Yeah, we are at your service, senor.
This is Klauser. This is Klauser. You have done well, Herr Munson. For this, you should get the Iron Cross.
Herr Inspector.
Or maybe even the Double Cross.
Double Cross?
Yeah. The Fuhrer's giving it to even all of his closest friends. Hey, wait a minute. What is that?
Our shortwave radio. We're in constant contact with Berlin.
Berlin, huh? Hey, wait a minute. Could you get something for me on the, if you don't mind?
Anything, Herr Inspector.
Wait, could you get me the Lone Ranger?
The Lone Ranger?
Dunkoff. He means Herr Himmler. Inspector.
I didn't know that, you see?
Inspector, I hope you'll approve our plans for the girl. You know we don't like agents.
Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with agents? I mean, even I am an agent, too. Yeah?
Yes, but the percentage is bigger on our side.
Yes, is that?
You see this champagne bottle? It's filled with high explosive. We substitute this for the other bottle, and when Judy goes to christen that new army bomber tonight, boom. Adieu, Miss Hull. Adieu, bomber.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't do that, Munson. You can't get away with it. Of all the low-down, dirty tricks.
Wait a minute. I know that voice. It's...
Herr Munson, look. There is something funny about his beard.
Oh, yeah. This beaver. Oh, that's it. I should have had it trimmed, yes?
No. Don't look now, Mr. Little, but your beard is slipping. And don't try to move. I've got a gun. Otto, Ido, tie him up.
No.
Now, Miss Judy, isn't this all just a little bit silly?
No, sir, Mr. Jones. I locked him in this here room myself. So he must have got out through a secret door. Why, in every one of them five books it says...
I know. Rule empty eight, be sure to look for a secret panel. Okay, let's keep on. But I tell you, this wall is as solid as...
Mr. Jones, look. The wall's sliding back.
Hey, I must have touched a hidden spring.
Hey, there's a lot of steps.
Yes, stay back of me, Judy. We'll go down and have a look.
Nice, quiet way to dispose of you, Mr. Little, don't you agree? Just walling you solidly in that closet?
Yeah, but Mr. Munson...
Don't try to move. Ido, hurry up with those bricks.
I got him with bricks.
Of course, Mr. Little, I suppose they'll find you standing down here someday. Say, in about 200 years.
200 years? Hey, would you mind lending me that Bulova watch you're wearing?
What for?
Well, what for? So I can tell when my time is up.
Frankly, I'm being very kind to you. I really ought to...
I think you really ought to put up your hands. Don't make a move.
Oh, it's the FBI. And Judy.
Here he is, Mr. Jones. Here's your Nazi spy.
No. Judy, it's me. It's Cliff. Look, I'll rip the rest of this beaver off. Now. Now, what do you say?
Mr. Cliff, gee, I was dumb to let that beard fool me.
All right, Munson, you are the two. Let's go.
But this is him not going to say.
And nobody's going to care.
Guys, Judy, this is terrific. You'll be bigger than ever. Public Patriot number Capital One. I think this calls for a celebration, huh?
Well, I kind of like that bubble water we had. And here's the bottle right here.
Great. I'll find a glass.
Oh, shucks, now. Don't be so dandified, Mr. Cliff.
Look, Judy, you don't drink champagne from a bottle. Hey, wait a minute.
That ain't champagne. You're being silly. Don't drink that. It ain't champagne.
Yeah, but it sure has the same effect.
But, Judy, that bottle, I mean, what you just drank was TNT.
TNT?
Yeah. Don't start shooting off your mouth. That was a cutie, boy.
Am I dangerous?
Dangerous? You're a booby trap with pigtails. Come on, I've got to get you to a hospital before you blow your top.
Hospital nothing. You take me to a garage.
Garage?
Yeah, and if blowout patches don't fix me up, just have me retreaded.
Thank you. Thank you, Judy Canova and Joey Brown, for a most delightful half hour.
Shucks, Mr. Bradley, we're glad to be here. Every one of us knows about the wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund in its beautiful country house. And coming here and playing in these shows is little enough to do, because it's these very shows that make all that good work possible. Now, Joey Brown will be back in a minute. But first, here's a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Canova. Ladies, seeing is believing. That's why I want you to see with your own eyes exactly what happens when you apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. I want you to take half a minute to prove how much fresher and lovelier your skin will look than it's ever looked before. You can make my simple test in the time you count 30. Just rub Lady Esther face cream on one cheek, then wipe it off, and run your fingers over that cheek. Feel the difference. Feel how smooth and silky it is to your touch. Now powder that cheek and see the difference. See how the dull, drab look is gone. How your skin has taken on new life and vitality. You see, Lady Esther Face Cream does all these four things. One, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. Remember, you can prove all this in just 30 seconds, half a minute, with the patch test. And you can still make the patch test tonight if you like. Just get yourself a jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream.
And now, here is Joe E. Brown again.
Folks, I can say what I want to say in 10 seconds flat. We're in this war and we're going to win it. We've got the stuff, we've got the ships. All we need is the men to get them both overseas. The merchant marine needs men. Lots of men. And it needs them now. You can do your share by joining up.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Belle of the Yukon. It will star Randolph Scott, Diana Shore, Bob Burns, and Gail Patrick. Be sure to listen. Judy Canova is starred on the Judy Canova program each Saturday, sponsored by Colgate Palmolive Pete. Joey Brown is to be heard on his own show, Stop or Go, on Sunday nights. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night all. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.